The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week. And we've got a really cool guest joining us. He is the Collector Car Market Editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's going to be with us for the entire hour. And we're going to open up the phone lines at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you've got an old car, a rare car, an antique car, classic car, an unusual car, want a free estimate of value, how much is that vehicle worth right now, today, here in 2014, Phil will be able to tell you that with ease, to say the least. Also, if you're thinking about selling your vehicle, if you want to talk to Phil about auctions, he's an expert in that realm, too. If you're bringing a car to auction to sell, if perhaps you're planning a trip to Arizona for the slew of auctions that happen in the month of January and want some advice, we can help you with that dilemma as well. If you're getting into the collector car market for the first time and have limited budgets, you're not one of those high rollers paying multiple millions of dollars in Monterey, and maybe you want to buy a cool, affordable collector car to just kind of get into the hobby, we can help you with that as well. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We also love to hear your car stories, your first car, your father's car, your grandfather's car, the car that got away, the car that you owned and perhaps and you had to sell for one reason or another, and now you are kicking yourself and want to know how much it's worth. You want to torture yourself, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Well, again, as I mentioned at the top, this gentleman is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He's also one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he joins us live from California right now, where he just landed a little bit earlier today after being out on the road. Let's all welcome Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome. How you doing?
Great. Big weather change here in Southern California from where it was just a few hours ago in Dallas. I think they're getting part of that winter vortex. It was just above 34 degrees when I left, and it was 95 when I arrived here in Southern California.
Oh, that is definitely a very nice temperature indeed to arrive back home to. Lots of places seem to be getting a little touch of winter, and some experts are saying that it's going to be even worse winter-wise this year than last year. I can't imagine that, but only time will tell. So tell us about some of your activities in the great state of Texas of late.
All right. We just returned from RM Auctions offering of the Sampac collection. Now, Sampac is a major car dealer in the Dallas area. He bought his first dealership in 1980. Prior to that, he had been a account executive with the Ford Motor Company Credit Corporation. And someone suggested, why don't you take one of these dealerships that's not making money and see if you can make money? He came out to Texas. He made money. He now has a chain of 14 different dealerships, I believe. Four of them are Ford dealerships. And unfortunately, Edsel was not around when he started, so he was lucky. But anyway, he is a car enthusiast. He told me, he says, when I was 12 years old, I was tinkering with cars. And I go, wow. So this guy's like, he really loves his automobiles. And RM did a bang-up job yesterday, $11.6 million in sales. And it was all at no reserve, 131 vehicles. And to say that Sam Pack was happy at the end of the day would be an understatement. He's quite happy. And the kicker is he sold 130 of his vehicles. He's got at least twice that many still in his collection.
Wow.
So look for some more auction action in the Dallas, Texas area, such as what's coming up this next weekend. That's the Lake Collector Car Auction, and that'll be at the Trademark, and we'll be there. And let's say we're coming here to California. We're going to turn around and go right back to Dallas. We have to make a quick stop at the L.A. Auto Show this week, and then we'll be heading right back out to Dallas. And Richard Rollins, he's the owner of Gas Monkey Garage from Fast and Loud TV series. He was there yesterday, actually bought at least one car, and I think he may have gotten a second one.
Oh, cool.
And the Lake Auction is actually doing some work with Richard Rollins, and he told me, he says, if you like this cold weather, come back next week. We're going to have more.
Let's talk about some of the highlights of the Sam Pack collection. Understand a 63 Shelby was part of the mix. It was a real deal 289 Cobra. Tell us
That's
about
right.
that.
There were two real deal Cobras there. The 289, this was a very early production car. In 1963-64, Ford had what they called the Cavalcade of Stars. And it was taking around some custom vehicles and some high-performance vehicles. It was the era of total performance for Ford Motor Company, and Carroll Shelby and Ford were very, very tight. And this car was actually part of that exhibit. It was used by a number of editors for testing, and a very well-documented car. On the block yesterday, it brought $800,000 on the hammer with a commission of 10%, $880,000 total price.
Wow, significant bucks to say the least. And I understand there was another real deal, a 67 427 Cobra.
That's right. This is one of those famous street SC versions. Again, real deal 427. Beautiful restoration in excellent condition. Again, very well documented historical car. It sold for a hammer bid of $1,175,000 plus the 10% commission, and it was a high sale at the Sam Pack collection. Everybody was very, shall we say, kind of excited about the car. They actually had hoped it might bring a little bit more, but when the hammer came down, everybody seemed quite pleased. And like I say, the best part was everything there was at no reserve.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. I've never had the pleasure of either riding in or driving one of these Cobras. And there's always the great debate about the 289 versus the 427. I've always heard the 289, of course, is a better handler, but the 427 is the real brute of the bunch here. Phil, in your career, have you had time either behind the wheel or in the passenger seat of a real deal Cobra?
I have had the honor of riding in a Cobra. It was in June of 1994, and the man driving it was none other than Carroll Shelby.
Oh, wow. Now that's
And if anybody could handle the car, it was him. It was just before he had called me to, his office, and basically we were commissioned to do some writing for him. And we went to lunch, and he said, come on, we'll go to lunch, and I'll drive. And we got into one of those cars, and I want to tell you, I learned that day that the color of adrenaline is brown.
Very good. Carol was
terrible.
That is definitely arable. In 2014, that is definitely arable. And we would invite our listeners, too, if anybody out there has had the pleasure, like Phil, of either riding in or driving in a real-deal Cobra, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Looking ahead to your return to the Dallas area, next week, this lake auction continues to get bigger. It seems like these folks have really found quite a home for themselves in the Texas area. When we come back, we'll have you touch on that, and we'll talk about some of the vehicles that are going to be going over the block November 21st through 23rd at the Trademark Center. More with Phil Skinner straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road. road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Phil Skinner joins us. He's a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and certainly, in my opinion, the number one man when it comes to collector car values and auctions and classic cars in the entire world. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a little quick trivia question here, Carol Shelby trivia question. Carroll did work for lots of different entities during his day, Ford, of course, and then because of his great relationship with Lee Iacocca when Lee was president of Chrysler, he did some special vehicles for Chrysler and then, of course, did some special vehicles of his own and then returned back to Ford and did consulting on the Viper as well as the Ford GT supercar. But during the Chrysler years, the Dodge years, he made this little small car. It was based on the Dodge Omni, and it was called the GLH. What did the GLH stand for in that particular vehicle? The telephone number, again, 855-660-4261, or if you want a free estimate of value, Phil is with us and more than capable and willing to help you out on that front. Phil, why don't we give a little preview of what we can expect next weekend at the Lake Auction?
Well, if no matter what you're looking for, it's going to be there. We have over 500 vehicles on the roster. In fact, just last night we got our very last number sold, and that's going to be going to a 1954 Buick Skylark. Gorgeous convertible, white with the red and white leather interior. Absolutely beautiful car, and I had a chance actually to look at it and check it out, and it's a number one condition vehicle. That's going to be being offered, and we think it's going to be offered at no reserve, so really would be worth coming out. I think the biggest news we have is we have a Packard parade that's going to be running through. We have five really classic, beautiful Packards, starting with a 1919 Twin 6. That was the early V12 that Packard produced up into the early 1920s. We have a 1926 326 Roadster, 1930 Series 733 convertible coupe, and we also have a 120B Club Sedan. Gorgeous 39 Packard 8, Super 8 actually, town car, custom body work. So we got ourselves some really great cars going through. Corvettes, if you're into the sports car world, we've got plenty of Corvettes from all the major, shall we say, families, early C1s, C3s, C2s. All of them are going to be there. And it's a three-day sale, going to be offered all 3 days starting next Friday. In the afternoon, we go all day Saturday, and we also go all day Sunday. And the kicker is that there are actually two auction lanes running simultaneously right next to each other. So if there's not something on one lane or something on the other, the sale really moves quite quickly, so you're not going to be there for eternity waiting for your car to come across the block.
Sounds great, and I know you've got a wonderful rapport with the folks that run and own this auction. They seem to be a company very much on the rise, Phil.
Well, the company was started. First auction they did, in fact, they are kind of credited with doing the first collector car auction in the United States back in 1964. It was done in conjunction with Sotheby's Auction House, and around 1971, Mr. Lake decided to go ahead and start his own auction. He used the services at the time of Cruise Auctioneers. They did that for a number of years, had a relationship with them. They've lately, the last 7-8 years, have been really on their own. And it is a family-run operation. Jimmy Lake was the founder. He passed away about 12 years ago. His daughter, Nancy, has been running the company with her husband, Richard Sevenoaks. So Richard and Nancy Sevenoaks run it today. But Nancy has a brother, Jimmy Lake Jr. He's also involved, and the whole family is involved. And it is a family. When you come there, you're treated like family. Really good people from the office down to the floor. Everybody, it's just like a family. And they keep telling me I'm an adopted kid, but I don't get any of the I don't get any of the benefits, I guess, of being a kid. No Christmas presents.
Very well said. So that's coming up again next Friday.
Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's at the Trademark Hall in Dallas, right off. I always called it Wycliffe, but it's Wycliffe they call it, and the Stimmons Freeway. And if you'd like to go to it, you're listening to this thing today, and say, hey, I'm going to be in Dallas next weekend. I'd love to go to this thing. How much does it cost? If you send me an email to pskinner@kbb.com, I will make sure you get complimentary passes to come in and see it absolutely free. All you guys do is drop me an email. Say, hey, I heard it on Bob Long's Auto World Radio. I want to come see this. And I'll make sure you're comped right into the sale. You can jump right into the thick of it. Still there, Bob?
I sure am. Thank you so much. My daughter came into the room to breaking news on the street. What's the breaking news? What is it?
Snowman.
Snowman. There are Christmas lights on our street. Right now, they lit up the snowman.
They lit up the snowman.
They lit up the snowman. There it is. It's breaking news. Right
breaking
here.
News.
Thank you.
I do have a bit of unfortunate breaking news. One of our chief auctioneers at Lake Auctions, Jim Ritchie, who's been in the industry for a number of years, on Friday had a little accident and broke his leg in several places. And so he won't be at our auction in Tulsa, but if you guys know Jimmy Lake, keep him in your prayers, Jimmy Ritchie, because his leg needs all the help he can get right now. It's a lot of pain. We talked to him yesterday, and he is not feeling well right now.
Yeah, no, that can be really nasty. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to him. And, again, thank you for your generosity. Again, if you're going to be in the Dallas area, if you live in that area, Phil can hook you up with some complimentary tickets to the Lake Sale. Just shoot him off an email, pskinner@kbb.com. We got that trivia question out there, Carol Shelby question. The kind of pocket rocket known as the GLH. That he did for Lee Iacocca. What did that GLH stand for? And, of course, we're inviting your calls at 855-660-4261. If you'd like a free estimate of value or any other type of advice in the realm of auctions or classic cars or classic motorcycles as well, as Phil does a great job in helping the Kelley Blue Book folks out on that front as well. Before we go any further, Phil, why don't we give a little plug for all the good folks there and the great team that is Kelley Blue Book. Boy, as I've said to you off air, I wish I was working there with you guys. You've got a real all-star team.
Well, Kelley Blue Book has really been around since 1926. But more recently, we have really repositioned ourselves in the market to become the source for when you're looking to buy a new car. We also have a lot of inroads to used cars. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. How about that?
That sounds perfect. When we come back on the other side, more with Phil and lots more fun. That's guaranteed right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's man cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Question, and the trivia question is about Carroll Shelby's longtime friend, Lee Iacocca. He did work for him at Ford, of course, with the Shelby Mustangs, and then when Lee took over Chrysler, he did a number of special Shelby editions for Chrysler. The GLH was based on the Dodge Omni, and Peter in New Hampshire has got it correct, and the answer is indeed, Peter, you know, goes like hell or goes like heck. That was the acronym there for GLH, a pocket rocket from the folks at Shelby. And Carroll himself, Phil Skinner, is with us from the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And before the bottom of the hour hard network break, we were telling about all the recent big happenings at Kelley Blue Book and all the cool things that folks can get for free, 100% free at KBB.com. Tell us about this recent onslaught of hires. Jack Neerad and his team on the new car side have added a lot of really all-star material journalists to the roster there at KBB, and you guys seem to be really on the move.
Well, before we do that, what was the guy's name who just guessed the got the answer right about goes like heck?
Yeah, Peter in New Hampshire. Yep.
If Peter will send you his mailing address and you send that to me, I will send him a complimentary copy of the Kelley Blue Book Collector Car Value Guide. How's that?
Hey, that is a really cool prize. Thank you so much, Phil. That's wonderful.
All right, we'll do that for him. Just send me, Peter, send your email your address to Bob. He'll send it on to me, and I will send you a copy of your own personal copy. I'll even put my name inside it, and you can call me up and yell at me. And we do carry those GLHs in the book. They're actually considered a collector vehicle. But I always thought GLH was Gives Love Happily. I guess I must have been wrong. No, as you said, say we are really, Kelly Blue Book has really expanded its, our own editorial department. And what we're doing there is being able to get cars for, testing. We have, at one point this last couple months, we've had over 60 automobiles on the Kelly Blue Book property, which is taking away some of our valuable parking spaces.
Mm.
But they're out there testing them. We have a number of categories we test vehicles for, dependability, customer satisfaction, cost of ownership, all of those things. And all of that information is available at KBB.com. All you got to do is say, hey, I'm looking for a new car. And when you are looking for a new car, say you want to buy a new Fiat 500 or a Toyota Camry or Corolla, you just come to Kelly Blue Book, put in the information you want about the car. I'm thinking maybe like a new Jaguar F-Type, just in case you're interested in it. And what we do is we will actually give you a price range of what people in your area are paying for cars like this. It's a great little service, and that gives you a little bit of a tool when you go into the dealership, so you're, shall we say, better equipped than the dealer is to come up with, hey, here's a price I want, and we'll say, okay, well, here's what you should be paying for, and it's a great little tool, and again, all free at Kelly Blue Book. We have a number of other reviews, some historical information there. And again, the best thing about Kelly Blue, you can get a value on your own car, and that is all done free. Just click at KBB.com.
Excellent. Let's go to the email. We've got a number of folks emailing up with estimate of value questions. We've got Randy. Randy's in Oklahoma, and Randy is the owner of a vehicle that was featured prominently. Matter of fact, it was the name of a Clint Eastwood movie just a few years back, a Gran Torino. He doesn't say a whole lot about the vehicle here, but he says he does own a Gran Torino similar to the one that was seen in that film with Clint Eastwood, and would like to know if that today is worth a significant amount of money.
Well, the Gran Torino isn't a over-the-top type car as far as value is concerned. What's really interesting is, you know, they made the Gran Torinos in the mid-1970s, and there was a television show that came out called Starsky and Hutch. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that one, Bob.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, anyway, they drove a red Torino coupe that had a very special white stripe on it. That was done for the TV show. That was so popular, Ford actually came out with a Starsky and Hutch package. Had the right wheels on it, had that white stripe on it, straight from the factory, Starsky and Hutch package. And those today are really kind of up there. You're probably talking for $20,000, $25,000 for a nice example, whereas the standard Torino would probably be in the $12,000 to $15,000 range.
Wow. Quite remarkable. Those special editions can definitely bring some extra money. Got another question here. This is more of an advice question. It comes from Jeff, listening in Portland, Oregon on KPAM. And Jeff is interested in your thoughts about the future collectability of some of the modern-day muscle cars. Cars like the Camaro Z28, the ZL1 from Chevrolet, the Shelby GT500, or the Dodge Challenger, the brand new one with the 700 horsepower engine, the Hellcat, the 707. Always difficult, Phil, and there's so many factors here depending on how many are going to be manufactured, but people are always interested in seeing if they can invest in something that's going to appreciate.
I've said this before, these cars are going to be great purchases for the next owner. For the person who buys it new, they can expect to lose money. The big reason is we look back and we say, oh, an early Corvette. Wow, that Corvette brought a lot of money. That early Corvette brought a lot of money. Well, let's go buy this super Corvette and park it, and then we'll take it out of the garage 10, 15 years down the road, and it'll be worth a lot of money. And then they get the rude awakening that they're not. Look at the ZR1s from the early 90s.
Sure.
Those cars are $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, and they were over $70,000 when they were new, plus the dealer's premium. And the problem is So many of these cars were put away, parked. They didn't get out and do what the original cars did. The original cars were taken out. They were driven. They built up a legacy, and people remember those cars cruising the street, dragging down the strip. And those are the cars that I want to have. Oh, that car sat in the garage its whole life. That's kind of nice, but, you know, they're powerful. They're beautiful. Take them out and drive them, I would say. At the auction yesterday, there were a couple of great Mustangs. 2012 edition Boss 302s, a special Parnelli Jones edition, a Laguna Seca edition. There was a Roush 427R. And all these cars were brand new, and they brought just about what they brought when they were brand new. And in the meantime, they've had to be cared for, maintained, and everything else. I really think that they need to be taken out and driven and enjoyed and build up a legacy and let a future collector look at them and say, "Oh, those cars were so neat."
Yeah, so true. Couldn't agree with you more, Phil. You need to get out and enjoy those vehicles if you're fortunate enough to be in a position to purchase one. Got a question here from Gregory. Gregory is in Arizona, and Gregory is curious. He says he always enjoys your appearances here on Auto World. Thank you, Gregory, and we thank Phil for his frequent appearances here on the show. He's interested in becoming an Edsel owner, and he says he doesn't know which one to buy, and he would like some guidance in the Edsel area.
Well, if you're not familiar with the Edsel, I would suggest looking for a relatively inexpensive edition. And the nice thing about the Edsel is it is a car that you can get into the collector car world with and do it relatively cheap. We can find you a nice sedan for under $5,000, and you can get into the collector car world, have a turnkey, nice driver car. And in the Phoenix, Arizona area, there's a very active Edsel group called the Roadrunners Edsel Club. If you have an interest, get a hold of me, PSkinner at KBG.com. We'll turn them on to the right people.
Perfect. Straight ahead, more with Phil Skinner, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Bill Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is with us, and will be with us for this segment. So get your emails in to bob@boblongradio.com or give us a call. We've got open lines for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And Phil also, a little bit earlier in this hour, offered for folks that are living in the Dallas area or traveling through Dallas next weekend, you can get some free tickets courtesy of Phil to the Lake Auction just by shooting him an email at pskinner@kbb.com. Let's go back to our list of questions here that have floated in within the last few moments, including a question from a gentleman by the name of William. William is in Cleveland, Ohio, and William is interested in one of the early General Motors full-size front-wheel drive vehicles. He says he has never driven either the Cadillac Eldorado, the early Toronado, or the early Buick Riviera. Which of these three is Phil's particular favorite?
I'm a big fan of the Toronado, especially the early ones, 66, 67, first generation. These were the first production American built front-wheel drive cars since the 1930s when Cord had tried to do it, and they were done very, very well. Now, they do have a few issues, and because they're getting to be a 50-year-old car, but I really think that the early Toronados are a great car to own, drive. When I was a kid, I had a friend whose mom had a Toronado, and I remember the thrill we used to have of lighting up the front tires and watching the smoke go past, and his dad wondering why the car was only getting about 12,000 miles for a set of tires.
That's great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It figures here in the ninth inning of your appearance this time around that we're getting lots of people calling in, including Tom in Missouri. Tom, welcome to Auto World. Thank you for calling in. Say hello to our good friend Phil Skinner.
Hello, Phil and Bob. Tom calling from Warrensburg. I have a question for you. Could you tell me the approximate value for a 1994 Honda Del Sol with a little over 100,000 miles over it?
Oh, Well, it isn't quite into a collector car world yet. And again, that's one of the services at KBB.com. You could go online and check for free. I can tell you that in 1993, which is the latest one we have in our book, the 93 Del Sol, those are fun little cars when they're very well maintained. We're seeing values in about the $5,700 range for a very well maintained example. About half that if the car's just been, you know, taken care of. So that's the basic range. But for a better, getting a really better grasp on the value, KBB.com. It's an absolutely free, free to do that.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at that, and thanks very much. Bob, enjoy your program as always.
Thank you so much, Tom. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. You can get in. There's some open lines available for you right now. Meanwhile, we'll go back to the emails. We got an email here from Thomas in North Carolina, and Thomas is, again, looking for a vehicle. He said he has always loved the Studebaker Golden Hawk vehicle from the 1950s, and it's always been kind of on his bucket list to one day own one of these vehicles. He would like to know from Phil how much did they fetch today and where Phil would suggest him taking a look at some of these examples, where would be a good place auction-wise or online that perhaps some could be available?
Well, the Golden Hawks are probably the creme de la creme in the world of Studebakers, even, I think, more so than some of the supercharged Avantes. We have seen values on these cars escalate quickly, and we have seen values in the $75,000 to $80,000 range for pristine examples and even a little bit more. You can look at the auctions, but I'd really start off with the Studebaker Drivers Club. Very active group of Studebaker enthusiasts. These people here are probably the most knowledgeable in that area. And chances are, if one comes up, it's going to come up. Once you get involved in a club or organization, a lot of the best deals are done in club circles. So, hey, oh yeah, we heard that, you know, Bob has his Golden Hawk. He wants to sell it. He's thinking about taking it to Barrett Jackson. He'll get $80,000, but he'll take $60,000 for it today. There's where you get your bargain of a really good car. And again, these people at the Studebaker Drivers Club, I think a couple of months ago we went to one of their shows and we were at a Studebaker Drivers Club here in California, and you interviewed the coordinator of that event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, these Studebaker people really know their vehicles, and almost any car club, if you have an interest in a vehicle, get involved in an organization that that focuses on those vehicles. You'll learn more, and if there's going to be a good bargain out there, that's the place to swoop it up.
That's a really good piece of advice there, Phil. Got another question. This is Tommy listening in Detroit, the Motor City. And Tommy says that he has an opportunity to pick up a 1975 Bricklin and wants to know if this is a wise move or not. He wants to know if there's mechanical issues with this vehicle. He says it's got an AMC-powered V8 engine in the vehicle, and it definitely is an unusual car and was manufactured in Canada. This was kind of the safety sports car with gull wings, and Malcolm Bricklin, who has had quite a long history in the automotive world, this was the vehicle that bore his name.
It was, and unfortunately, it's not a very high-end collectible vehicle. If you want something that's rather unique and doesn't cost a lot, I would look at one of these cars. What's really interesting, Scottsdale Police Department actually had a fleet of four Bricklins that were on duty back in the 1970s, and unfortunately they didn't work out so well.
That is great. I had never heard that story before. That's wonderful. Let's see what else we've got from our listeners. We got a question from Blair, and Blair is in New York City, and Blair... Boy, here's something you don't see too often. Blair is interested in acquiring a Model T, and he says it's just another thing that he's always wanted to own. He says he may be crazy and regret it, but nevertheless, he'd like to explore it and would like Phil to give him an idea of how much these vehicles are available for today here in 2014?
You can find a good running, nice example, say a mid-20s Model T touring car, should be in the $5,000 to $7,000 range. Yesterday we watched a pristine roadster, gorgeous roadster, and it brought all of $17,000 at the Sam Pack collection. So they're very reasonable to get into, and you're like millions of others. There is something quaint about the Model T. One of my associates and I were having breakfast in Burbank a couple of weeks ago, and at the restaurant we were at, a gentleman rolled in. He had with him probably his 7 or 8 year old granddaughter in the front seat of a Model T touring car. They came into the restaurant, and I told that guy, I said, that kid is going to remember that ride for the rest of her life.
That is so true. And I remember, I think it was a Model A, actually, that the Haggerty folks, one of their staff members there, drove it for a whole year.
Jonathan Klinger, yes.
Exactly, and that was a great story. And the Model T, that would definitely make Blair for a great vehicle to add to your collection.
A great way to get into early motoring, not a lot of money, and it'll bring you more fun, and it will get you familiar with just what it is to be a collector car owner from a vehicle of that era.
Here's another question that's a tough one today, because these vehicles have appreciated significantly in value in recent times, but the question comes from Henry, and Henry is in Missouri. Henry loves Packards and has always wanted to own a Packard. Seems like we're getting a lot of these questions today about people always wanting to own something. But Packard, he doesn't say what year, and he wants some direction here. What could he possibly afford for $25,000 to $30,000? Is there a Packard out there?
I think if he came down to Dallas next weekend, where we've got a half dozen great classic Packards going across the block, you'd probably find the car he was looking for, and not for a lot of money. If he's looking for something post-war, they're a lot less expensive. If he's looking for pre-war, just to get into the Packard world, the 120 or the 115, they're not considered full classics, but they are Packards, and pretty well engineered and pretty well built.
Absolutely. P. Skinner at KBB.com is Phil's address. Phil is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.